Welcome again to our study on a selection of the Psalms. And I'd like to look with you into Psalm 46 during this session together. And Psalm 46 speaks of God as our refuge and our strength. Now, we are entering in, and already in, actually, very perilous times. Of course, it depends which part of the world you're living in, but the world really is so small, it's shrinking, and what happens in the east affects the west, what happens in the north affects the south. In other words, anything that happens in the world really has an impact upon everybody else. And of course, that is true concerning the earthquakes that we have experienced. And in this psalm, really, the King David is preparing us for the times of disasters. And he's pointing us to our only true refuge, and that is God. We are going to look in this psalm and see terrible things that will come upon the earth and are coming upon the earth. But we want to have that peace and that assurance that King David had, where he says, God is our refuge. God is our refuge. God is the ark, if I could say this. You know, the one who cradles us in his hands in times of trouble. And then, not only that, it says, God is our refuge and our strength. You know, in these days that we're living in, we need strength. You know, how many people are prone to give up and say, well, I can go no further. Well, that is not God's intention for us. God's intention is expressed by the Apostle Paul in Romans 8, where he says, listing all the tragedies that could happen in life, he said, but we are more than conquerors through Christ, which strengtheneth us. One of the things that we must experience in our life is to know God as our strength, to receive daily strength for that which we are to face day by day. You know, in the Lord's Prayer, it speaks of the fact, give us this day our daily bread. Bread is not only a comestible that we eat, but also it is a type of strength. Bread in the Word of God is linked to strength. And so here is the thought. God is saying, well, not only should you pray, you know, give us this day our daily bread, but also this day give me strength to go through whatever you deem that I must go through this day. God's purpose is never that we give up. God's purpose is that we be more than conquerors in every situation. And so that is the attitude that we must face this psalm with. It starts off with God is our refuge and our strength. And it says a very present help in trouble. So this psalm is going to depict all kinds of trouble that we experience or can experience or could experience in this life. And the thought is this, that in every situation that we face, God is there. God is present. God is present. And he will help us. So here is a new, if I could say this, perhaps for some, a new experience that we can have with God, and we must have with God, of being those who so are in touch with him that we have that infusion of strength and feel the presence of God carrying us through. Now, what are the problems that we see we can face? therefore will we not fear. Now, you see, this is another thing that we have to overcome. When things go wrong, the immediate reaction, if I could say this, or the fruit of trouble is fear. Fear. And so King David said, well, look, whatever the trouble is, I will not fear. I will reject fear. Because fear is something that comes because of uncertainty. Uncertainty. What's going to happen now? You know, we're in trouble. Well, what's going to happen now? And you see, immediately fear comes in because of the lack of, you know, knowing what is going to happen. And King David said, well, I'm not going to be like that. You see, in trouble, I will not fear. And look at this. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled. Well, I've been in situations, and I expect many of you have, of earthquakes. Just before I, you know, have come to the studio a week or two ago, I was in this terrible earthquake in Sumatra, and I happened to be in a hotel there. I think the quake was something like 8.7 or something like that, and the whole hotel just swayed and swayed, and I was on the top floor, swayed and swayed. And when it started swaying, it swayed many minutes. And I've been in other earthquakes. It's not my first earthquake by any means. And I've been in other earthquakes. But each earthquake is different. It depends where one is. It depends how near to the epicenter we are. And here I was confronted with a situation. I was all alone. I think it was about 11 o'clock at night. And I was asleep. And suddenly, you know, the bed shook like that. And I thought, whatever's happened? You see? And then it started, the swaying. Well, I looked to the Lord. And I felt, no, everything is going to be all right. Well, that's not how most people in the hotel felt. They started screaming, they started rushing down the stairs and so forth. They congregated in the foyer, they wept and wept and wept. And they screamed. They didn't know what was going to happen. But God was good. I felt his presence. I had no fear. And mountains erupting. Well, I was in the nearby Mount St. Helens when that erupted. And I tell you, the cloud of volcanic ash that covered nearly the whole state of Washington, you know, in the United States, it was formidable. In fact, the very moment it exploded, my wife and I were in an aeroplane, and we were flying alongside this stream of ash. And nobody really knew what had happened, you see. You know, the volcano had erupted. Well, I've been in other situations where those occurrences have come. And it is frightening, yes. Because nobody can control nature. And yet when you have the peace of God, you know, you can be in these earthquakes. And I was in Central America. And in fact, I had to help with refugee work in the nation of Guatemala, when they had that terrible terremoto, as they call it, or earthquake in 1976. And they had about 1,000 aftershocks. And there's a group of missionaries, you know, in the restaurant, and we had the center table. I think it was about 14 of us. And all around us were other people. And here came an aftershock, and it was a mighty aftershock. And all the missionaries, and everybody knew we were missionaries, because we had all prayed, you know, before we were eating. So everybody knew who we were. And everybody was looking at us. If we had moved, the whole restaurant would have had a mass exodus. Well, we looked at one another and said, well, how do you feel? Yeah, I feel all right. You know, feel the peace of God. We're going to be all right. So we continued to eat. And everybody else gingerly picked up their knife and fork, because the missionaries felt it all right. They felt they were safe too. Well, there you are, you see. And yet, in it all, we find in verse 4, there is a river, the streams whereon shall make glad the city of God. And if you're in the city of God, as it were, in the church, you're in the city of God, you know there are such streams that, you know, of joy, of the Holy Spirit, that make you so joyful in the time of these situations. And then it says in verse 5, God is in the midst of her. Isn't that beautiful? God is in the midst of the trouble. God is in the midst of the trouble, and she shall not be moved. I love that. She shall not be moved. See, this is what God wants to create in us. Stability. So that we be like a pillar, that a storm might be raging around us, but we remain standing. We have stability. And irrespective of what others are doing, we, you know, they might be fleeing from this, fleeing from that, but we remain stable. You know, and the result is people look at us and then they say, well, let's be like him, you see. And it's a testimony unto the keeping power of God. Well, we move on. And, you know, God shall help her, and that right early. That right early. God shall help her, and that right early. See, that's what I like. God doesn't tarry. He comes. You know, the psalmist says, make no tarrying, Lord. Come and help me. Yeah, that minute, you know, the earthquake comes, God is there. I was in another earthquake. And I didn't realize what was happening. But I was with my wife. We were in a hotel room. We were ministering, you know, and that evening I'd asked the Lord as I went to sleep for a scripture. He said, troublous times are coming. Well, I thought he was speaking about eschatology. I thought he was speaking about the second coming. But I should have asked the Lord why he gave me that scripture. The very next morning, suddenly there's a quaking. And, oh, the floor is going up and down. The windows are coming in and out. The cracks on the walls. And, you know, I was still in bed. My wife, you know, wives get up before you. And she came and sat on the bed with me. And it was just like a tent came down. Just a tent of peace. It was so wonderful. So very, very wonderful. God is present. Very present help in time of need. He's right there. Well, we look in. You know, the heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. Well, do you know, in the island of Sumatra, you know, these past earthquakes, the whole island has moved about 100 feet. And that island is over 1,000 miles long. Well, you know, it caused fear to most people, but if you're in God, you have perfect peace. God is in control. Nothing can happen you see. And then he uttereth his voice. The earth melted. We must never forget that God created this earth, and God controls everything that happens. Everything that happens. In fact, the Lord, you know, when he was on the Mount of Olives and his disciples came to him and said, well, you know, what will be the signs of thy coming? One of the things that he said was this: there will be earthquakes in diverse places. In other words, earthquakes will be all over the world. I've been in them in North America, Central America, the East, and so forth. You know, earthquakes come all over the place. That's what he said. Well, when the earth starts moving, you soon know if you know God. If you do, his presence is there. And fear goes. And look how beautiful this is. In verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. Oh, how beautiful this is. The Lord of hosts is with us. Oh, what comfort. What comfort that is. The Lord of hosts, the Lord of the armies is with us. Oh, the God of Jacob is our refuge. The God of Jacob. Now, it's very interesting, you know, sometimes the God of Israel, the God of Jacob. But Jacob, you know, was the carnal state of the saints of God. Jacob himself was something of a deceiver, crooked and so forth. But God straightened him out and then gave him a new name, Israel. But, you know, it doesn't say the God of Israel is our refuge, but the God of Jacob. You know, even if we're not straightened up, even if there are areas in our life that, oh, God is still to deal with. You know, that's old Jacob. You know, deceitfulness and so forth. But even in that, if I could say this corrupt condition, you know, God is with us. God is with us. And so you don't have to come to perfection, you know, to know the peace of God and so forth, but rather, you know, looking to him. There he is, the God of old Jacob. He'll be with us. And then it continues, you see. Come, behold the works of the Lord. Come, behold the works of the Lord. Well, what do you think is going to follow you? You think, oh, this is some wondrous thing that God has created and so forth. Well, you want to follow this verse. Look what it says. What desolation he hath made in the earth. In other words, what the psalmist is saying is this, that it's God who's ordained these earthquakes. God who ordains the famine. You say, God ordains famine? Oh, yes. The psalmist in another psalm says, God called for a famine. And the result was all the children of Israel had to go down into Egypt and live there. Yes, God controls everything. Do you know what he says in Isaiah? I create good. Oh, yes, we know that. God is a God of goodness. He said also, I create evil. He said, I create light. I create darkness. Oh, look at the works of God. Behold the works of God, what desolation he hath made in the earth. Oh yes, God's in the earthquake. God's in the volcano that erupts. God is in times of famine. God is in the drought. Oh yes, God is the God that calls for these judgments to indeed speak to the children of men that they turn to him. Oh, I tell you this, these recent earthquakes, you know, there have been people following other religions, but when those earthquakes came, their religions couldn't help them. But they looked at the Christians who had peace and strength and an equanimity. They didn't panic. And they said, well, there's the true God. There's the true God. And then, you know, it changes. In verse 9, it said, he maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Well now, here we have a time of peace. God ordains peace. See, in the Word of God, we find that there were times, long periods of peace. Well, this in actuality is speaking, you know, at the time of the coming of Christ, when wars shall cease. But at the moment, you see, there are wars everywhere. But he also ordains peace. And you know, it's wonderful to have the peace of God in your heart. And all around might be trouble. But you're centered in his presence. You enjoy his peace. The power of the enemy cannot touch you. Well, we move on. So the psalmist said, be still. Be still. Now, this is so important. You know, like this recent earthquake I was in, people were opening the doors of their rooms in the hotel, rushing down the stairs, you see, in absolute panic. But what was God saying? Be still. And you know, I felt in that earthquake, I should just be still. But be still. And know that I am God. Yes, in this earthquake, I just felt, be still. I'm God. I'm in control. I'm not going to destroy you. I felt such peace. God was in control. And what I had to do was to be still, to hear what God would speak to me in that earthquake. And that is a very important spiritual lesson. In time of trouble, don't panic. Be still. Look to the Lord and say, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me. Speak to me. See, whatever happens, Lord, speak to me. Be still. You're not going to hear the Lord, you know, if you're screaming and so forth and panic. No. Just be still and say, Lord, speak to me. And know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. In other words, God said, all these things I'm doing with purpose. You know, it says, speaking of the earth, that he did not create the earth in vain. He has a purpose in everything. A purpose in everything, Romans 8:28, works all the time, or it never works. It never works. And here we are. You see, I will be exalted in the earth. All these problems, all these tragedies, shall I say, in the end, they all work to good. And God is exalted. God is exalted. You find that at the time of Elijah, you see. God called for a time of drought. Well, after the drought came, Elijah said, there's going to be rain. And he said to Ahab, bring your 450 prophets down and let them ask God for rain, their God for rain. Well, they did all day. They couldn't do anything. And then, you know, Elijah said, well, the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And he cried unto God. God sent the fire, consumed the sacrifice. And then Elijah prayed and he said, there is an abundance of rain. See, now the whole nation then knew God was God. And you will find that in every storm, in every cloud, there is a silver lining. Something is working for good in every situation in your life. And so, here he finishes triumphantly in verse 11. The Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord of hosts is with us. The one who is in control of everything is with us. Oh, what confidence that should give us, you see. Oh, all this trouble all around, it's all working for good. We might not see it immediately. It might take some time for us to appreciate the goodness that's going to come out of this trouble. But in the end, God will get himself a testimony, and everybody afterwards will have to acknowledge, yes, God is good, God is right. And then he finishes, God of Jacob, you know, the God of the old deceiver, the God of the old nature, God of Jacob is our refuge. And oh, I just want to leave you with those comforting words. You know, might be things wrong in your life, you still haven't got right, but it's the God of Jacob who will be your refuge, and he will comfort you, and he will strengthen you. And you know, although things around might get very bad and so forth, you will be in his hands, and underneath you are the everlasting arms. May God bless you and comfort you and console you. And be still and know that he is God. May the Lord richly bless you and give you that wonderful strength in time of trouble. Amen.
This series has been presented by Zion Fellowship of Waverley, New York. For those of you who are interested in reading or studying more, we have a comprehensive course in biblical studies. Or if you wish, you may contact our bookstore at the number which will follow, or you may purchase the Book of Psalms, which is available in English. If you have been blessed and encouraged by the teaching and would like to donate financially towards the cost of this program, you may do so by calling our toll-free number with credit card details, or by sending a check to Zion Fellowship at the address which follows. We invite those with special needs or prayer requests to contact us, and we will be happy to pray for these at our weekly prayer meeting. For those looking for a church home, you're welcome to join us for our Sunday services at Zion Chapel, where Dr. Bailey is the senior pastor. Services are at 11 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. on Glory Hill in Waverley, New York, which is just opposite O'Brien's Inn. Remember today that God loves you, and it is his word that gives us abundant life. Go today in the peace and joy of our Lord Jesus Christ.